Hello everyone and welcome to Orbital, the Gadgets 360 podcast. In today's episode, we are going to be talking about a new smartphone. It's called the Realme U1. Now, Realme, it initially started out as a sub-brand of Oppo, and since then, it has moved on to become an independent company with officially nothing to do with Oppo. So, with the Realme U1, the prices that we have as of now, just one day before, no, actually 2 hours before the launch event on November 28th, are 11,999 for the 3GB RAM and 32GB storage variant, and 14,999 for the 4GB RAM and 64GB storage variant. Now, this smartphone has the MediaTek Helio P70 chipset, which is a more powerful version of the P60, and you can expect better performance on that. So, to talk about all, you know, that this phone can do, what it does in terms of performance, battery life, everything else, we have our Deputy Reviews Editor, Royden Sarejo.
Hello, everyone.
And I'm your host, Pranay Parab. So, first things first, with the Realme U1 coming around, I think the Realme 2 Pro is like a phone that was around a similar price and currently is out of stock. So, what's going on there?
Yeah, so that is something that's a little unclear right now. So, Realme the U1 is exclusive to Amazon, whereas the Realme 2 Pro was exclusive with Flipkart. But at the time of this recording, the Realme 2 Pro, all the variants of the Realme 2 Pro, in fact, show out of stock. We haven't heard anything yet officially from the company as to when that's coming back in or whatever. But I wouldn't be surprised if they, you know, ditch one of the entry-level variants of the Realme 2 Pro, because the base variant competes directly with the high-end variant of the U1. And, you know, both the phones are very similar. Now, the U1, first of all, let's get people up to speed, is a new series for Realme. There is no U series before. So the U1 is their Selfie Pro series, as they call it. Again, very similar to Oppo's Selfie Expert F series. So again, it's just taking a leaf from their parent company's book.
Okay, then. So with the U1 also, like, we can expect some changes to the lineup. So what happens with Realme is that the time they launched the Realme 2, that was a phone that was not as powerful as the Realme 1. So
yeah,
they discontinued the base variant of the Realme 1.
Exactly.
At 9,000 rupees. So that the Realme 2 could be launched at the same price and would not have a direct competitor that was cannibalizing its own lineup. Now, with the Realme 2 Pro, what's the price of the 2 Pro, the base variant of
the
that?
The 2 Pro is around 14,999 or 13,999. I'm not sure. Depends on the price keeps fluctuating a bit on Flipkart.
Yeah, and the chipset on that one is on the Realme
2 Pro. That has a Snapdragon 660.
Yeah, so the MediaTek Helio P70 is like a competitor for the Snapdragon 660, right?
It is. Yeah. It is just as good, and in some benchmarks we've seen it's getting slightly better scores. But again, it's benchmarks which keeps fluctuating again.
Yeah.
But I think, long story short, it is equally powerful, if not slightly better than the the Snapdragon 660.
Yeah, so because of that, now, you know, probably they've artificially maybe, you know, made it out of stock and like are not selling more units of the Realme 2 Pro so that the Realme U1 sales are not affected. But Royden, I know you have another theory for, you know, why they may have like sort of kept the Realme 2 Pro out of the market. But we'll get to that in a bit when we talk about the cameras. For now, maybe let's, you know, start by talking about the design of this phone. What I can see here is that it has a really thin bezel, like a chin at the bottom, and at the top there's that water drop notch, and this phone like has a very distinctly plasticky feel to it. Even the back, it looks like glass, but it is not glass.
Yeah.
There's a fingerprint magnet and there's a fingerprint sensor over there at the back, dual rear cameras and a single front camera. So, have I missed anything of importance apart from the fact that it has a micro USB port and has a headphone jack?
No. So, I think one of the things that you have missed, which you obviously can't see from the outside, is it also has face unlock.
Mm-hmm.
And just like we've seen on the Realme 2 Pro, it is insanely fast. Like, I would say even faster than the iPhone XS. It's like crazy. So, like, you just, before the phone even reaches, like, if you lift to, there is a raise to wake gesture, which lets you automatically unlock the phone. And like before the phone is even flat against your face, the screen is already unlocked just like that. So it's crazy fast. And it's nice to see that, you know, such a budget phone has a pretty efficient and a pretty consistent and reliable face unlock.
Okay, that's a pretty like good thing to know. I mean, this reminds me of the second generation Touch ID sensor, which was like the fingerprint sensor on the iPhone. So I think when the iPhone 5S came along, that was the first gen, and a year after that with the iPhone 6 and beyond, they used the second gen Touch ID sensor, and that was like super fast to unlock. Yep. Some people are just surprised that, okay, before they even wanted to unlock the phone was unlocked. And we've seen like similar things with the Realme U1 as well. So, perhaps maybe we can now talk about the version of Android and the software on this one.
Yeah.
So this runs ColorOS just like all of the Realme phones, right?
It does. It does run ColorOS 5.2 to be precise. And this is based on Android 8.1 Oreo. Again, ColorOS, actually they have tweaked, they have changed some things in ColorOS over here. And they've added a couple of new features that we've not seen before on previous Realme phones or even ColorOS for that matter. So the first thing which I'm pretty sure most people would be very happy to hear is that they've finally fixed that annoying two-step dismissal process for notifications. So if you've seen ColorOS before, yeah, if you wanted to dismiss a notification, you couldn't just swipe it away. You had to swipe once, then you get that little dustbin or a delete icon.
Yeah.
Then you have to manually delete. Like, who does that? Nobody does that. Even Google never did that in a stock Android. So thankfully, they've gotten rid of that. So now you just basically one swipe right and your notification is gone. So that is a good thing in my book. And two new features they've added to ColorOS, which is O-Roaming and Smart Scan. Do you want to get into this now?
Yep. Or,
yeah, okay. So Smart Scan is... So these two features have been there in ColorOS, but they haven't been available in India. They've been available in for other countries like China and stuff. But now they've added Hindi support language for this scan, Smart Scan feature. And what it essentially does is, so there are three modes to this. The first primary one is like an OCR software. What it does, so you just point the camera, once you open the app, you point the camera to any page or any text written in Hindi. And what it'll do is it'll capture that image and then it will make the text on this on the page as editable text, similar to what Google does with Google Lens, the latest update of Google Lens.
So basically OCR.
Basically OCR, yeah, but it's Hindi. It supports Hindi, so you can actually edit Hindi text directly from a paper, which is pretty cool. And this works offline. You don't need internet connection for it. The other two modes do require an internet connection, and these give you basically real-time translations. So there's a little like a text box which you get, and as you point that box over a particular sentence or some words, in real-time you will automatically get a translation. In Hindi, it'll show you what it's recognized and the English meaning, depending on what language you choose. You want Hindi to English or Hindi to any other language.
Yeah.
And the other thing is basically a translation. So you want to snap a picture of Hindi text on a paper, and it'll basically translate that text into English or whatever language you choose. And you can even have that text read out to you in English, in your preferred language.
So that's like pretty kick-ass, right?
Pretty awesome. Yeah,
and is it using Google services for this or its own technology?
I am not entirely sure about that. I'll have to maybe check on that. But
the smart scan thing is something that I haven't seen in Hindi on Google. I don't know about. Like,
yeah, so I'm not sure. Probably they're using their own thing.
Yeah, but that's actually a good thing to have, right?
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of the fact that it works offline.
Yeah.
Now, you know, that is something that I would definitely like give a major thumbs up to, knowing how cellular networks work in India. Wherever you want network, you will get nothing. And
but again, not the translation bit doesn't work offline.
Ah, okay.
Yeah,
but
it's just
scanning,
the
OCR bit. Yeah.
The OCR bit works offline.
Yeah. So even that is actually quite good to have, though. Like
it's pretty good.
So on the software front, is there any annoyance that you faced with ColorOS? Because I know that we've complained a lot about this in the past. So have they like fixed everything or what?
I don't know. I mean, it still feels the same. That there's no real major refresh to the way it looks. It looks exactly like previous phones running ColorOS. I think the big change is going to come with ColorOS 6, I think, which was teased or which is upcoming. I think Oppo announced that there's a big design change coming to ColorOS 6. So that is where we'll really see a major refresh. But other than that, it's pretty similar. They've fixed a couple of things, added a few new features, but I think that's pretty much it.
Okay, then, cool. So since, you know, I would still probably like go ahead and complain about the fact that they need to change the look of this one. You want to make all icons and all like look closer to, you know, their Android equivalents.
Yeah.
I still see that, you know, some icons, they don't exactly look like how they should look.
But yeah,
Android.
I think so I have been able to circumvent that is thankfully the ColorOS does let you set installed additional launchers. So I've been using the Poco launcher and Nova launcher, and you can make that as a default launcher, which is a good thing. So you need not, you can like do away with the stock launcher and look of ColorOS right from day one if you want.
Yeah. Okay. So that's actually pretty like a handy tip for anyone who's using this.
Yep.
So now beyond this, the Android update situation has been how on ColorOS? Like in our experience, I don't think the updates have been like particularly fast, right?
Not really. I mean, like this one is still rocking the October 2018 security patch.
And it's the end of November.
And it's the end of November. But again, the phone hasn't gone on sale yet. I think it'll be going on sale sometime in December. So till then, they still have some time for it to, you know, patch it and maybe get the firmware or anything right. Even the one that we are using is not the retail unit that's going to be sold in India. I think this is one of, because there's no like price, there's no sticker or anything on the box for that. So that is like another possibility why this we are seeing like a slightly older version of Android. And we asked Realme, and according to them, again, this is, there's no official statement from them yet, but we get a sense that the Android Pie update would be coming sometime early next year is what they hinted at.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So now I believe that, you know, you have completed your review, right? Testing is done.
Yep.
So since this is a selfie focused or selfie pro camera, tell me, like, what is so special about the camera? Is it really as good as what we saw with the Realme 2 Pro, or is it like just another average camera in the 10 to 15,000 rupee price?
So here's the thing. It's a bit of a mixed bag. It's got a pretty good sensor. There is a Sony IMX576, if I'm not mistaken, sensor. It's 25 megapixel sensor. Decent aperture of f2, not great. But it does shoot really crisp and detailed pictures under good light. So if you're shooting in daylight, selfies look really good. It even has this real-time HDR preview. So if it's shooting with HDR on, you get a little symbol on the top. And you can actually see the effect of HDR in real time. You know, where the back is not burnt out and the back is actually in. So that's a nice thing. I mean, not many give you a preview of what the HDR photo would look like. You normally have to wait till it's processed, right? So that is one thing nice. And it also has this pixel binning technique where it combines 4 pixels into one. So from a 25 megapixel image, you get an 8 megapixel image, but slightly better details. Now, the problem I have with this camera is that it only seems to use this when you enable the bokeh mode for the selfie camera. So once you're in bokeh mode, no matter the lighting around you, it will do that pixel binning thing. But I really want to do that, or be at least have the choice to enable that, especially when I'm shooting in low light, right? I don't want 25 megapixels in low light. I don't want to see noise and grain in my photo. I don't mind a lower resolution image, but I want a cleaner image. So unfortunately, that feature is not there. Like, even in low light, if you don't have bokeh mode on, it will still shoot at the full 25 megapixels. And the image quality is just not good. There's like no way to put, other way to put this. It's not that great. It's quite grainy. It's quite noisy. And the details are just pretty weak.
Yeah, so what is like Realme thinking, that if I increase the megapixel count on the selfie camera, it becomes a selfie pro camera?
I'm guessing, I mean, I think that is what they're going to be marketing this phone as, like 25 megapixel selfie pro camera. But, and they have the tech implemented. It's just that they need to maybe tweak that camera app to give the user the option to either force it to do that pixel binning thing so you get better details in low light, or soon as it detects not enough light, just do the pixel binning thing anyways. Like right now, it is only when you switch to bokeh mode, you get that pixel binning. But ideally, that should be even when it's in low light.
Yeah, indeed.
Which is not the case here.
Yeah, that's actually quite sad to see.
Yeah.
I believe you had some thoughts on the video thing as well on this phone.
Yeah, that's another area which is a little disappointing. So it, even though the P70 is quite a powerful chip, it's even faster than the 636, which is on the Zenfone Max Pro M1. It doesn't do 4K video, which is shocking because the Max Pro M1 does 4K video and this one doesn't. We've asked Realme about this, and their answer to this is because the sensor doesn't support 4K. This is basically their answer. They've left out that resolution, which is kind of weird and doesn't make sense. But, but it's 13 megapixel. It should easily be able to do 4K.
Yeah.
But
so this is a problem on Realme's end. It's not a MediaTek problem,
I don't
right?
think. No, it's definitely not a MediaTek thing. It's definitely, for whatever reason, they've left it out. We're not exactly sure of the exact reason, but it's not there. There is no 4K video, and that is still okay. But I would say not having stabilization for even 1080p, that is quite a deal breaker for somebody who's looking for, you know, doing some serious video work, because even slight movements, you know, are amplified. Like even slight handshakes gives you quite wobbly footage. Hmm. And we've seen a lot of phones in this segment that do have stabilizer. And we've seen a lot of phones in this segment that do have stabilization. So I don't see any reason to leave out electronic stabilization.
Hmm.
You know, so that is, there are two, those are the two big issues that we that I had with the video part of this phone.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, so that's actually like a disappointing like omission, I would say. Because if you don't have stabilization, then, you know, and not like, you know, everyone is going to carry their tripod around with the phone to be recording video, which is a bit of a miss. I mean, the lack of 4K, I don't think it's going to impact most people, to be honest, 4K videos. Now, I think if I was, you know, maybe if I had a Mate 20 Pro or a Google Pixel and somebody told me it can't do 4K or 4K at 60 FPS or whatever like that, then I would be angry. But in the 10 to 15,000 rupee price bracket, if it doesn't do 4K, but it shoots video at 1080p, I don't think most people would care that
Fair
much.
Enough. Completely agree, which is why I've not really put that as a con for the phone, because that is just like an extra over and above feature to have. But not having stabilization is that pretty downer in my books.
So I mean, at maybe say 60,000 rupees, people will maybe expect you to carry a tripod with you for recording video and all. But at 10,000, 15,000, nobody's gonna buy a tripod with a camera. No. I mean, people are gonna be more invested in like things like a micro SD card, a headphone, and you know, other accessories.
Exactly, right.
So I don't see anybody investing in a tripod.
Like, I don't see anyone using a 10,000 rupee phone with like a gimbal, which would probably cost the same or even more.
Yeah, exactly. So that's actually pretty bad. Then in terms of like some of the other things with this phone. So you have mentioned that the cameras are decent in good light. Both for video and for photographs, correct? So that's good. But what we have noticed is that the body of this phone is like a complete and total fingerprint magnet. There are so many smudges on the review unit that we have, and we've only used it like for a week, and it's not even like we throw around our review units in dust and grain and whatever. So it's actually pretty disappointing to see overall, even though the design is not that bad. What do you think?
Yeah, the design is pretty nice. In fact, I had like, there was like a bit of a deja vu moment, because I'd only recently done the Realme 2 Pro, and when I took this out of the box, I'm like, wait, hang on, is this the same phone? Because it looks very similar. There are some subtle changes. So what I have noticed is that this also has that laminated back. Hmm. So you get this nice like a trippy effect when the light bounces off it, which is nice. But I did notice that it doesn't scuff as easily. Like the Realme 2 Pro, I noticed picked up scuffs and, you know, slight scratch marks along the edges of the back after a few days of use. This hasn't done that. Although that had a nicer finish, like the back sort of blended a little better with the side. So there wasn't any, you couldn't really feel any rough edges. Not that this has rough edges, but this is a little more blocky, a little more in chunky in that sense.
Yeah, and it's also a little cheaper, so I guess
it is a little slightly cheaper. Yeah, but yeah, the fingerprints are annoying as hell. Like, you just
use a case.
It's just an uphill battle with it. It does come with a case in the box, so yeah, you can do that.
Yeah, exactly. So now, the theory that we spoke about earlier, my theory is that the reason Realme 2 Pro is currently out of stock is because the base variant of that is actually quite close in terms of pricing to the higher variant of the Realme U1.
Yeah.
And I think the cameras on that are better. So they don't want people to look at the cameras and say, okay, I'll buy that one instead of this.
Yeah, because that seems like the obvious thing to do, right? I mean, if I think about it, again, this is just us speculating over here. It's entirely pure speculation. But if you think about it, I mean, one is exclusive with Flipkart, the other is exclusive with Amazon. If you have both variants at the same price, and one is clearly has an edge in some areas, people would ideally tend to pick that variant over this one. So it just makes, I think, business sense for them to do that. But again, we don't know what the real plan is. I've just actually gotten an update now that we mentioned about the availability of Realme 2 Pro, is that I've been told that the Realme 2 Pro will be back in stock every Friday for flash sales. Although it's not really clear at this moment which variants, they haven't specified that. But we have just got an update saying that it will be back in stock every Friday, and it'll be the flash sale model. It won't be open sale.
Yeah, earlier it used to be on open sale.
It was on open sale. So that is a new update for you.
Yeah, so I'm actually a bit tired of this company's marketing tactics. They first discontinued the Realme 1 base variant, as we mentioned earlier.
Yep.
And now, you know, we are seeing this. So I mean, I think it just would be better for everyone if they launched fewer variants of various phones and like kept them at different price points rather than creating this confusion and, you know, just going the Xiaomi way and having like a phone available at like the same price, such as, you know, the Redmi Note 5 Pro and the Redmi Note 6 Pro,
exactly,
which are available at the same price and creating so much confusion for those who want to buy a new smartphone. So now, in terms of the competition for this phone, let's look at the base variant, since that is probably going to sell more than the higher variant. So at that price, the Zenfone Max Pro M1 competes with it. The Nokia 5.1 Plus also competes with it. So both these phones are available at 11,000 rupees, whereas the Realme U1 is at 12,000. And also in the mix is probably the Redmi Y2. It's at, I think, 12.
Yeah, the 4GB version is at exactly at 11999.
11999, So these three phones are competing with it. Would you pick any of those over this, or would you value the performance of the P70 and ColorOS? Would you take that combo over stock Android?
So I would say the P70 is a pretty efficient chip. Like, we played a lot of heavy games on it, and we're pretty impressed at how easily it was able to run, like, even PUBG. Maybe not at the highest settings, but still give pretty good smooth frame rates at even medium settings. The game looked good. And even in the more graphically intensive games like Asphalt 9 Legends, we purposely forced it on the highest settings and we noticed absolutely no frame drops. Like, we had a rock solid frame rate. So I would say if gaming is your top priority and you also at the same time want good battery life, because this thing has a pretty good battery life, I would still pick the U1 over these other options. The 5.1 Plus is a good phone. It's a pretty damn good looker. However, the display is 720p, which is why you might get slightly better frame rates in games because the resolution is half. But it also has very thick bezels and it got a pretty big notch on the top also.
Yeah, but then it has stock Android and like it's a part of the Android One program, so quick updates are...
Very, very true. So again, it all depends on, I think, what your priorities and what you're looking for. If gaming, if it's like gaming and just performance, then the U1 is still a good buy. If you want all-around features and you don't mind sacrificing a bit on performance, Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1. Or if you want, like you said, stock Android and timely updates, then I would still say the Nokia 5.1 Plus is a good option.
Okay then. So let's look at the higher end variant, the 4GB RAM, 64GB RAM, storage variant of the Realme U1. Now the competition for that, in my opinion at least, would be the 6GB RAM variant of the Asus Zenfone Max Pro M1. That's at 14999. And that has much better cameras than the base variant.
True.
Yeah. So that's one. And then perhaps we can maybe say that the Redmi Note 6 Pro, the higher end variant, would be a competitor.
Yeah, that's I think 15999 if I'm not mistaken.
So $1,000 more. And also at that price point, we have the Motorola One Power and the Nokia 6.1 Plus.
Yep. And not to forget the Realme 2 Pro if it's coming back in these flash sales.
Yeah, but you know what? I'd actually not put it in there in the same bracket simply because with flash sales, you have no idea how many units are available.
True.
And for all you know, they could be putting in, 100 units on sale every week and people will buy them. But how many people, like, can you recommend it honestly to any random person on the street and tell them go at this time on Friday and click there and maybe you will get it? It's a lottery.
Yeah, so. Fair enough. That is there. Yes. So, you have a valid point. I mean, I would say if somebody has the time and patience to actually manage to get the Realme 2 Pro in a flash sale, I would still pick that over the U1 when you're looking at that 14,500 or 15,000 rupee price segment, because it has much better cameras. Battery life, at least in a loop test, wasn't very good, but I think both phones will still give you a full day, which should be more than enough for most people.
Yeah.
So, if you can find the Realme 2 Pro, I would still pick that over the U1 if you're looking at the top-end variant. Between the Moto One Power, I think, again, One Power has the advantage of Android One. It's got a bigger battery as well, so that's a plus. And even the Zenfone Max Pro M1 would give you better camera performance. So I would, again, go with these other two. But again, if you're looking for pure performance, like in terms of numbers, like in gaming performance and all, the P70 is still a better chip around that price. So I would still get the U1 if you're just looking for performance.
Yeah, so no matter which phone people decide to buy, it's actually pretty good to see, like, in this budget price segment,
choices. So you, like, to be honest, you can't really go wrong with either of these phones. Like, you'll be happy with no matter which you get. It all depends on what you prioritize over other things.
Yeah. So, you know what? Like, I actually think that with the P70 chip being available in this price range and it competing with the Snapdragon 660,
yep.
We could maybe see some of these companies, you know, such as maybe Xiaomi, yeah. who have a Snapdragon 660 phone in the Mi A2 at like 16,000, yep. Maybe reconsidering the price of those phones. Like if you can get the P70 at like 11,000,
yeah.
Perhaps the price of Snapdragon 660 phones will come down a little to the sub 20, sub 15 range.
Definitely. I mean, this is the game that Xiaomi invented, right? Yeah. Giving crazy good specs at really good prices. But the competition has caught up with them and they've yeah. actually gone beyond. Like Realme is basically playing Xiaomi's game. They're beating them at their own game.
Yeah.
The P70, like the P70 is like a successor to the P60. Previously, we've seen P60 in phones like the Oppo F7 and Oppo F9, which cost around 20 and even more than 20,000.
Exactly, yeah.
Now you're getting a P70, which is a successor, slightly better than the P60 at for 12. A phone that costs 12,000 rupees. Yeah. So you see what's happening right here. So it's definitely, I mean, Xiaomi can definitely retort by, you know, dropping the prices of their phone to make it seem more aggressive if they find their sales are dipping or something a bit.
Yeah, perhaps. But, you know, knowing Xiaomi, they don't actually touch the price of their phone that much.
Yeah.
But you know what? Like the Redmi Note 6 Pro is increasingly looking like a weak launch.
Comparatively, right? Yeah. I mean, compared to all these new launches, it is not that an impressive upgrade over the Redmi Note 5 Pro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So perhaps, you know, like Xiaomi is playing the long game here where they like order these processors in bulk. And then, you know, they it ship them for
possible.
2 years.
Yep,
yeah.
Yep,
and
yep.
then in the next year, maybe they drop the price of that and then bring it down closer to
possible. Yeah, they're very possible.
Yeah. All right, then. So we'll see what happens in the market and we'll see whether the Realme U1 is a success. But in the meantime, our review is on gadgets360.com. You should definitely read that for more insight on this smartphone and also the competition as well. Thanks a lot for listening to this episode of Orbital and we'll be back with another episode next week. As always, you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube and Instagram at gadgets360. Send us your questions, comments and feedback at podcast@gadgets360.com. And once again, if you have any of these apps such as Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts and you listen to our podcast via that, please do subscribe to the show and rate us, leave us your reviews. These things, they help us a lot. Thank you so much for listening.